Jimmy, it was a Saturday. He was 16 on the Friday, so the following day being a Saturday, he used to work with me. I am a shoe mender. Jim was my Saturday boy. I asked for the day off because it'd been his birthday the day before. I agreed. Went round the corner with another brother to buy a lottery ticket. Then with this other brother, went into a local bakery. In this local bakery was a 19-year-old man, locally known, very violent character, lots of history, lots of previous convictions, etc. Wanted to pick a fight with him. Jimmy didn't want to fight. And it culminated that Jimmy had a glass dish smashed in his face. A piece of glass shattered, went into his neck, went through his carotid artery, jugular vein, or whatever is there in the main arteries in your neck. Person then ran out the shop, ran up the road. Witness said he was laughing, collapsed into his brother's arms and died. My first reaction, what am I supposed to do now? I just didn't know. Just sat down on the curb, didn't know what to do at all.
The pain, it's overwhelming. You know, sometimes I feel like my heart is breaking. Did this really happen to us? Did I really have a beautiful child called Jimmy? Sometimes it's just unbearable. But in amongst that, there is never anger. But really, it came to me very quickly that Jimmy had died because someone got very angry, and I was determined to not go down that road and be angry myself. And sometimes I think to myself, perhaps I should be more angry, but I can't build up that anger at all because I just know that it wouldn't bring Jimmy back. Nothing will bring Jimmy back. There is never any feeling that I want retribution. It just makes me more determined that from Jimmy's death, I will bring something good out of it.
So when the young man who killed Jimmy got 14 years of imprisonment, what did that feel like?
It felt like justice. We talk about justice and what is justice. I think for me personally, and I probably speak for the family, that justice for us was the truth. We knew that Jimmy was a fine young man. We knew that he was not involved in any kind of gangs or never in any fights, never naughty. I'd never told him off in all his 16 years and one day. So I wanted the truth about him to come out. When you go to court, the defence are trying to find bad things out on the person who's been harmed. And I was just so worried that it would come out that Jimmy was a bad person. So when it came back that Jake was guilty of murder, I got the justice I wanted. The justice for me was the truth.
And so you call that truth. Other people, I suppose, might call that a form of sort of formalised retribution, or what? How does his imprisonment feel to you?
I don't think about his imprisonment, to be perfectly honest with you. I do believe that when someone commits a crime, you need the justice system. But I believe the most important thing is we try and stop young people getting to prison in the first place. That's something that I'm really working on. And when they're in prison, I hope that in that time they're learning to turn their lives around. We know that Jake will come out. And when he comes out, I pray and hope with all my heart that he turns his life around so that he's a fine young man himself. So when someone's in prison, I don't want them to be there just wasting their lives away. Let's do something to help them so that when they come out, it will be much better for them.
We talk about forgiveness and stuff. What exactly is forgiveness? You know, for us, forgiveness, for me personally, forgiveness is a sense of, I don't want to do to you what you've done to me. And this pit, this dark, dark pit that you can fall into of retribution and revenge, and it destroys yourself. There is a knock-on effect. What would it do to the relationship I have with my wife? It would destroy that. Heaven only knows what it would do to our children. If they see mum and dad every day in tears, plotting revenge, speaking bile of what they want to do. And one beautiful young life has been lost. And suddenly the reciprocal, it goes on and on. And we've met other families and there is anger there many, many years later. And I can see how it's destroying them.
And yet understand it, I imagine.
I fully understand where it comes from, because that's how we're supposed to deal with things, isn't it? You've done that, you get it done back. That's supposed to be nothing whatsoever. There is not a sentence or any sort of consequences that you can apply to make up for someone being murdered. You know, 10 years in prison, 20 years in prison, capital punishment does not make up for it. There is no sentence. And I think if we accept that, there is nothing there you can do that balances it. Now, we try and unpick that for people, including people in prison.
I'll just share with you the very first time we went into a prison. It was a youth offenders institute called Feltham. And we were invited in to talk to about 80 young people between the ages of about 16 and 21. We walked in it and we saw 80 young men who any one of them under different circumstances could have been one of our sons. And that's why it felt so right to be there and talk to them.
Why do you say could have been like one of your sons?
Because they're young men, but have taken the wrong road. So when I say they could have been our sons under different circumstances, outside of there, they could have been one of our sons. And it just felt the right place to be. We share Jimmy's story. We don't go in there and say, now you've got to start behaving yourselves. We share a message of hope for the people who have very little hope in their lives. We share the message of forgiveness, not through saying we forgive, it doesn't matter. It does matter what happened to Jimmy. But what we do say is that we don't feel the anger that we should be feeling. So these are the things we share with the prisoners. And I can assure you the tears that we've had from some of them, crying on our shoulders, telling us how sorry they are, but they don't know how to say sorry to the families they've hurt.
A young lad, he put his hand up, we share our story. He said, I did to somebody what Jake did to your son. I'm so sorry for what I've done. I keep writing letters to say to how sorry I am to the family. I can't send them. So he said, well, send them to us. There was no brownie points in it for him. He wasn't going to get a lesser sentence. He shared the way he'd been brought up, everything he'd had to put up with. I Googled his crime. It's horrific. But there was something there. Do you know, this is all about change. In prison, the system won't change them. If they're going to change, they'll change themselves. That's what we try and do, is to get people to think differently.
So if either of you, or both of you, were offered the opportunity to meet the man who killed Jimmy, would you go for it?
I don't know, if I'm honest. And the reason I don't know is because, yes, I could meet him, because I'd love to ask him a question of what made him into this very angry young man. But I have a large family, and I think under the circumstances of what my family have been through, it would have to be a family decision. And if one of them said no, I couldn't put any more pain on them, so then I probably wouldn't.
So when you think about the bigger picture, and you've obviously had a much more experience of the criminal justice system than you would have ever chosen to have had, I'm sure you would say, but you do have that insight now, and you've been in prisons. If there were one thing that you could change that affects justice in this country, what would it be, and why would you change it? I don't know who wants to answer that first.
It's public perception. That's what I think needs to change. That we get driven by the media, inevitably. We must get tougher on this. Short, sharp shock, that'll solve things, boot camp and all the rest of it. We need to change that thinking. That yes, someone has done something, horrific crime, there are some consequences. But there will be a reason. Understand there's a reason. Not making excuses for the crime, and then let's work on that. But for me, it's about changing the whole way we look at it, the whole way we speak about things. So you can't legislate for that. I would love to turn around and say, change this law and that law, you've solved the problem. The week after Jimmy died, I said exactly the same thing. We don't need more laws. And tinkering about, changing this here, another month there, a couple of years off, let them out early, let them out late. It's all political posturing in my eyes.
What I would say is make sure we never give up on people. And I think that's the most important thing. And I think we often do. Once we're in prison, do we give up on them? Well, that's one thing that we will never do, is never give up. And if I can go into as many prisons and try and turn the lives around of people in there, and I say young people, but it's not just young people that we get to meet. We can turn their lives around and they come out and they're different. Then I know that Jimmy's death won't have been in vain